This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the questions I got yesterday from one of my listeners is how to get your dog to stop humping you or guests or things like that in the house. Now, I'm not a veterinarian, but I understand that a lot of the vets are busy right now, so I'm starting to pick up a lot of animal questions. Once people know that you have a lot of animals, they think you're kind of an expert in animals. But when she brought that up, I thought there was a topic that we do need to talk about where, and I've heard this and I've experienced it myself, where your pet you think loves you a little bit more, like, but in the wrong way. And how many of you out there think your pet is actually attracted to you? All right. I know it sounds weird. And we're not even talking the dogs. So I tell you where I realize this is, oh my God. See, I gotta quit hydrating right before the show. My cat, Shakaboo. He's a boy cat, and then I got, you know, girl cats, and the girl cats, they're really lovey-dovey, and they love to get, they love to get their ears rubbed, and they love, like, right under the chin and all that. But Shakaboo turned 14 today, so it's his birthday. Yay, Shakaboo. And as a male or even female ages, they get to be more amorous. And so animals seem to want to have more sex, okay? And so, you know, Shakaboo being 14 years old, I took him to the vet. You know, the vet was worried. We were worried, you know, because he was losing weight. We were worried, does he have cancer? Does he have a thyroid disorder? Did he pick up a parasite or whatever? You know, but, you know, I kind of told her, you know, but he's got a really sexy or a very healthy sex drive, and he has a very healthy appetite. So, you know, those are kind of good signs in an animal that the animal's still kind of doing well. But years ago was his birthday, because today's his birthday. But years ago was his birthday, and I decided to sing happy birthday to him. Okay? Now, this was wrong, all right? But I kind of sang him happy birthday like Marilyn Monroe did, you know, to JFK. You're like, happy birthday to you, or whatever I did. I don't know what I did, okay? I thought it was funny. My husband was laughing. But he never looked at me. Looked at me different since. And maybe it's because I was kind of more aware of what was going on. But this cat was really weird. It's like I would go into the shower and it'd just sit there and watch me take a shower. And then when I would like talk to him about something, you know, he'd kind of like give me a wink. And I'm thinking to myself, was he reincarnated and this is somebody who just doesn't know his boundaries and now he's a cat? Whereas in the past he was somebody else that, you know, was, I don't know, a horn dog. So it took me a long time for me to, you know, kind of sit down with Shakaboo and go, you know, look, I'm a married woman. I still do have this talk with him because I'll get out of the shower and there he'll be just like, hey, hi. And I'm like, I am a married woman. You know, my husband comes away, what's going on? I was like, the cat, he won't stop staring, even though I think I'm very, very scary looking. Maybe that's why. Maybe he's like fixed, like looking at a Medusa, you know, like, oh my God, I'm going to die after I just saw her naked. But I really had to, you know, put my boundaries out there, you know, and I'm like, yo, Shakaboo, I'm your mommy. Okay, I'm your mommy. I'm a married woman. This is inappropriate. You go. Bye bye. Let me take my shower and be done with it. So it did. It took some boundaries. But many of you have a dog that just won't stop, right? And I hate using the word, you know, hump, but that's what the dogs do. This is looks like a veterinary segment, so I think we're okay with the FCC. And so how do you get them to stop it? Well, you know, spay and neutering works, but many animals will still do that, even if they have been, you know, gone through those procedures. So one trick that I learned is you don't want to say no or, I mean, you want to say no, but you don't want to use the term no, or down, you know, because they'll ride your leg, and you're like, down, or a guest comes in, you know, and if you say no or down, they get confused, because you use that for like, you know, no, don't touch that, or no. So you almost have to come up with a new kind of phrase for it, or you could just say stop. You know, stop. They should know the term stop, and you don't want to mix commands with them, because they get confused. But stop pushing them away. If they continue to do it and they keep bothering your guests, then you have to kind of put them up in a room. You know, sometimes animals will do that, not so much because of a sexual instinct, but because, you know, they're itchy, or maybe it's a nervous reaction. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I heard parents call me saying their kid, their little, you know, their boy keeps putting his hands, you know, on his pants, you know, and his genitals, and it's not a sexual thing. It's because, you know, the kid's nervous. You know, boys sometimes when they're really, really nervous, they put their hand there. You know, I mean, I've seen women when they're nervous, they just kind of, you know, touch their chest. So we just touch our body parts. It's just kind of something we do. So with a dog, if he does continue to do that, you also want to reward him for stopping. So if the dog's just riding your leg and you're like, stop, and they stop, give them a treat. You also want to distract them. Now, there's not a lot of other distractors besides what they want to do. It probably is not going to be as satisfying, but or equitable in their eyes, but it's something different. It's a distracting, and if they still continue to do it, you do want to talk to their vet. Sometimes we even use trainers. Trainers can kind of help stop that behavior. But, you know, a lot of people are getting assaulted by their dogs, and, you know, people joke about it and all that, but, you know, people don't like it. I can't stand going to a friend's house and then their dog is just all up in our business, you know, and, you know, you're wearing a skirt, and it's like, and you're like, you know, look, okay, you know, please. So it is something that you do need to curb. But, you know, if you do think that you do have an animal that is like, you know, very, very affectionate to you, animals can be very affectionate. Cats don't really seem to be very affectionate, but they do love. How do they show love? Well, they purr, or maybe they chirp. Like, I have one cat, she's like, ah, 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 ah. You know, she's like talking to me. So obviously that she's talking to me means she obviously has some bond with me. They might rub up against your legs, you know, as a territory thing, or that might just be, you know, look, notice me, you need to give me my eats, you know. But in terms of scientific literature, I don't think I've found any particular case where an animal was actually in love with their owner. Most of the animals look at us like we're in their way, right? You know, and just, you know, let us, you know, find the food and the can opener, and we'll do it ourselves. You know, but I swear, my cat was, he's got to be reincarnated, because there's just something with him. Those winks are weird. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks, Genesis Communications Network, for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. Sorry. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Joe Biden yesterday had suggested that for the next 3 months, all Americans should wear a mask when they are outside, at minimum. Here's his quote. Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months, at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives. So this comment came after a briefing on the coronavirus pandemic with his new running mate, Senator Kamala Harris of California. And it was one of the first, you know, I guess, you know, statements that he made that was not really ridiculed that much. I mean, you know, he's trying to, you know, start fitting that role of, well, if I'm going to be president, okay, I need to kind of make some decisions here, but he's got to be very, very careful with some of the decisions and some of the things he says, because, you know, the media is going to be all over him. And he also has to say it very, very clear and all that. So, you know, his big platform yesterday was wear a mask even if you're outside. And it was safe. It was safe. And I mean, I'm not really seeing a lot of blowback. I mean, he's treading water very, very carefully. It's I gotta tell you, running for politics is not easy. Not easy at all. So there's been some it was supposed to be some food or fuel for the media to compare and contrast his COVID response to Donald Trump's. Now, Biden's long been consistently wearing a mask. He's encouraging others to do so, but he's never been explicit about mandates and timelines. So he actually said that, you know, here we go, 3 months. Right? And I think he held his breath. I think, you know, the whole, you know, campaign committee for Biden held their breath to see if it stuck. And so far, so good. I mean, it's not very controversial. I think the controversy is so done. I think people kind of realize they're just going to have to wear the masks whether they believe in them or not. There's been some studies talking about how effective some of these masks may really be. These neck fleeces, these very soft, silky type things that we kind of put on our face because it's hot outside and we can't breathe and our glasses are fogging up. You know, those things might even be worse than wearing no mask at all. But the N95 respirators are pretty damn good, as long as they don't have that expiratory valve. And the surgical masks are pretty good. One of you had asked me about yesterday's story about the rice cooker or the electric cooker crock pot like, and sterilizing the masks. Yesterday there was a study, just to recap, where researchers wanted to teach people how to clean their masks easily at home. And since most of us don't have autoclaves that use steam and go up to like 250, 275 degrees Fahrenheit, researchers found that your rice cooker, your electric cooker, could go up to maybe 212, 217 degrees Fahrenheit. If you stick a towel in the bottom, if you don't put any water in it, the towels to protect the mask from the heating element. If you allow it to sit for a cycle of 50 minutes in 212 degrees heat, they think it can kill at least four different types of viruses, one of which was in the coronavirus family. I don't believe they said it will kill COVID-19, but they did test on if it would kill viruses. Now, the problem with any sort of, you know, sticking a mask into a food, you know, processor and all that is, I mean, is the mask going to deteriorate? They found that the N95 respirator actually lasted at least 20 cycles, which means you could clean it, which means your mask could possibly last a good 20 days with that sort of cleaning. I'm still not 100% convinced, because that's really not what autoclaves do. Autoclaves also use steam and all that, but, you know, it's better than just kind of leaving it in your car or leaving it at the bottom of your purse or letting the dog play with it, going, where's my mask? Does anybody know where my mask is? And the dog has it. It's all slobber, you know, gooped up. So, well, at least Biden was able to kind of compare himself to Donald Trump. Donald Trump took a while to wear his mask publicly, and I've been asked that, you know, what was going on, why would Donald Trump be so, reticent, is it, or, resistant to doing that? And, you know, remember, there was a lot of hype, and there was a lot of fear, and all of a sudden everybody closed down, everybody, and again, it is a scary virus. There's, you know, it is a deadly virus. But, you know, Trump disagreed on, you know, how much of that hype and hysteria was necessary, you know. And so for him, he didn't want to scare the United States. And, you know, so he wore a mask. He didn't want to look fearful. He wanted to calm people down. And that, you know, got him into a little bit of trouble. Now, in terms of masks, it's the pendulum is swinging the other way. Well, a Wisconsin state agency has told employees not only to wear the masks, but if they're at home alone and doing a Zoom conference with their boss, they still need to wear a mask. So Wisconsin state agency is reporting mandating that its employees wear face masks during video conferences, even if they are home alone. In a July 31st email, the Department of Natural Resources Secretary Preston Cole reminded employees that the governor's mask order requires anyone over the age of 4 to wear a face covering while indoors. That's take effect August 1. He said also wear your mask even if you are home to participate in a virtual meeting that involves being seen, such as on Zoom or other video conferencing platform. Set the safety example, which shows you as a DNR public service employee care about the safety and health of others. So, I think when people see other people without a mask, I've done that. I've accidentally forgotten to bring my mask because, you know, once you take it off and, you know, you... So, I guess they want people to be glued to it. It's difficult. You know, I have to sometimes wear reading glasses. For those of us who don't want to fog up our glasses, we try to move the glasses to another position, and then as we try and do that, it fogs up, and then we can't see out of our glasses, especially if they're bifocals. And so, it's people are like, well, to heck with this if I'm going to be in my own house. But under Governor Tony Evers' orders, Wisconsinites are required to cover up when they're indoors or in an enclosed space with anyone outside their household or living unit. Face coverings are also strongly recommended when people are outdoors and it's not possible to maintain physical distancing. So there are exceptions. If you are eating, you can take off the mask. If you're drinking, if you are swimming, hard to swim with a mask on. I've seen it. I've seen people in the pool with a mask on. I actually, and please don't make fun of me, but when I was in California last weekend, I walked into the beach with my mask. So I basically had my mask on, and I was like, oh, my gosh, somebody's going to take a picture of me being on this empty beach with a mask. But it's like I had it on, but it's like, well, I don't want to take it off and then get it wet, so I might as well leave it on my face. And, you know, so there's possibly a picture of me out there, you know, in the middle of the water, right, at a beach with a mask on. I didn't mean to, but, you know, I did. But at least, look, I'm doing my parts. If you're an individual with a health condition or disability that prevents you from safely wearing a mask, you are exempt. So Governor Evers said we need to get back to work together statewide to flatten the curve and to prevent the spread of this virus. The most important thing you can do is serve an example to those around you wearing a mask or face covering, practicing physical distancing, and following best safety practices. So another one of you had asked, going, how much longer with the mask? You can't take it anymore. I know people are calling telemedicine asking for mask exemptions. You know, I'm not very optimistic. I'm thinking that even once COVID, you know, subsides, God willing it does, we got flu. You know, we got cough and cold season. And then you have people sneezing with allergies. And I think the public overall likes people wearing masks. I've heard conservatives and, you know, people that are very, very pro-Trump love the mask thing. I mean, like I said, this mask issue is not right or left. You know, I mean, you know, many people might have sided with Trump saying, you know, do we really need to add to the hysteria and all that? But for the most part, many people were like, you know what? It's, you know, why not? But we do have a growing population saying, how much more of this do we have to do? I can't take the mask anymore. I don't want something on my face and break it out. My eyes are dry. I'm having eye issues. I'm not. We talked about the other manifestations from the masks. And people are kind of frustrated. And so I think people are going to be asking, do we have to wear the masks? Well, you know, if COVID starts to subside, governors may say, okay, we're not going to force the masks. So then people are going to be taking off their masks, but you're going to have some people go, no. We got flu. We got this. I'm not coming into this restaurant. I'm not. I want you to still have your employees wear masks. So restaurants and stores are going to then have to compete for your business. And they're going to say, oh, okay, well, you know what? Guys, we are going to still be a COVID flu-friendly business. So they will attract the maskers and the people that don't want to get sick, even though they take off their mask to eat anyway. So that's what I see. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be making an unexpected visit to New York City today after learning that his brother Robert has been hospitalized. A senior Trump administration official says the president has a very good relationship with his brother and that his brother is very special to him. The cause of the hospitalization or any additional information about his brother's condition has not been immediately released. Reports say Robert was hospitalized earlier this summer and spent at least 10 days in a neuro-intensive care unit. Questions being raised about two Trump administration officials, the Government Accountability Office says, acting DHS Chief Chad Wolf and Deputy Ken Cuccinelli are not legally qualified to do their jobs. The watchdog saying their appointments violated the Vacancies Reform Act. They're sending their conclusions to the DHS Inspector General. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a game changer. It is a sea change for the Mideast. Hats off to President Trump and his team.
Senator Lindsey Graham saying a peace agreement announced yesterday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates is kind of a big deal.
It's going to create stability in a region that's been very troubled. It's going to create economic opportunity for American businesses to get into the game with the UAE and Israel.
The deal means the UAE becomes just the third Arab country to recognize Israel's existence. The CEO of a Nashville hospital says new research shows it is not safe for schools to reopen yet. During Mayor John Cooper's COVID-19 briefing yesterday, Dr. James Hildreth spoke about a new University of Florida study involving COVID-19 and particles found in the air in a hospital isolation room. The doctor said it proves the virus can be transferred through the air in a controlled environment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just...
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, now I'm being redundant. And taking your emails at drdahlia.com. on our contact page, and on Twitter and Facebook. We're also taking your comments as well. So last week, one of you asked me to discuss how coronavirus is a poor person's virus. And this topic has kept coming up where where there was a huge disparity in the income stratification of those who got affected by COVID and severely, and those who didn't. And I think it's worth a conversation. Is COVID a poor person's virus? And it's not easy to talk about, because the more we look into it, the more we see how devastating it is for people that don't have access to health care, that, you know, had to work and couldn't go on leave, you know, or work remotely from home. And when everything happened, February, people were like, okay, what's going on? Is it coming to us? Is this flu? Is it not flu? People using telemedicine, and we're like, look, you know, why don't you go get the flu shot or the flu test so we know if this is flu or not? And while we were kind of hemming and hawing and figuring this out, by mid-May, governors were like, all right, close down, right? Close down. So everybody thought, okay, yay, we're going home. Not everybody. In order to do a close down and a shutdown, okay, you had to have some people still manning their post. Somebody had to still work at the power company. Somebody still had to, you know, work at the water district. Somebody had to, you know, still be in the hospitals. Somebody had to be in the medical centers. You know, dentists, you know, were supposed to be open for emergencies. The grocery stores had to be open. Gas stations. Liquor stores. And trust me, I understand everybody's very, very grateful for the liquor store owner. That was very unselfish of you to open and man and be there for us. Marijuana dispensaries had to be open. So anybody that had a habit that needed to be able to be still addressed, okay, or used for medicinal purposes such as like marijuana, etc., had to still have that access despite lockdown. Now, many of us used exercise as a habit and used exercise for health. Gyms had to close. So I know there's been a lot of discussions and a lot of criticism on why gyms had to close, but I get it. People are blowing and heavy breathing, and I get it. But unfortunately, when we were deemed essential or non-essential, many of the non-essential jobs were executive, were a lot of the suits, a lot of the people that had, you know, very good jobs, and they could go home. They could, you know, they could set up their computer and be able to do their data analyses or their marketing or things like that from home. But yet you have other jobs where, you know, basically you're working the counter at the gas station, you're working the counter at the grocery store, and those aren't the highest paying jobs. So what ended up happening is many of the people that were affected by COVID are still exposed, while most of the country got to go into hiding, were people who obviously weren't suits or executives. Then we take a look at the healthcare access, okay? Whereas some people start to feel bad, and they're like, let me call my doctor, or let me call my telemedicine company, or let me get some medication, or let me get, you know, tested or whatever. Those who had access to healthcare, you know, originally did have access to a medical provider. Those who didn't have insurance, said, you know what, I'm going to tough it out. And then when the lungs started to fill up with fluid or that gook or that gummy substance that we saw originally with the COVID-19 infections, by the time they went to the hospital, many times it was too late. Not to mention, sometimes in certain areas, we see some hospitals overcrowded, and then we see some hospitals less crowded. Hospitals in the centers of cities, in the areas that are more high densely populated, fill up. So you might be waiting in the hallway. You might be waiting in the waiting room. I mean, in the 90s, when I had a kidney stone, I was in the hallway for hours. In fact, they never even really gave me a room. And really, until I think they had to do a pelvic exam on me, and I'm like, guys, I swear it's higher up than that, okay? That's not where the issue is. But, you know, everybody always has to make sure it's not a gynecological thing. But for the most part, I was in a hallway. I mean, you know, when you're at a city or a county hospital, they're crowded. Whereas some of the more suburbish hospitals seem to be more open, more available. So those near a suburb might have an easier time getting urgent care. Now they're saying that wealthy people are able to get testing easier. They're able to get these rapid testings. They're able to, you know, fly away from zones. Like, you know, in New York, whereas many people that were lower income, you know, had to kind of sit there and you know, still be stuck in the city, you know, other people who are wealthy can flee to the Hamptons or they could flee to Florida and all that. And so it kind of scares people because it was almost like the Titanic sort of philosophy where first class had a chance to live more than third class on the boat. And we don't want that in healthcare, okay? You know, when I, you know, had to triage people in the ER, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you stand for. I don't know what your income is. I don't care. I'm going to, you know, use the same sort of, you know, protocol, the same sort of, you know, ethics I would do, you know, if I was blind. I mean, I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are. I just have to get you better. And I don't care about how much money you have, et cetera. And you know, or even your immigration status. We weren't given that, you know, as ER docs. And it didn't matter. If I have to save you, I have to save you. That's just what we did. But there is a disparity, and people are concerned that if COVID does continue, and we were seeing a more preponderance of people who died that weren't high income, that had, that had income struggles, then is that going to be the way it's always going to be? So, you know, how do you fix that? How do you change that? Well, you know, I've said many, many times, we need more hospitals. We really do. We need more teaching facilities. We need more residencies so we can make more doctors and healthcare providers and nurse practitioners and PAs. But we need more medical clinics. We need more medical facilities. And, you know, when people were spending millions upon millions of dollars on Obamacare, on the website and all that, I was like, can you just take a fraction of it, you know, and start, you know, putting clinics up, you know, especially in these low-income areas. I mean, you know, if there's only one county hospital, and I get those county hospitals struggle, but look at all the money we're putting to, you know, all sorts of other things. I mean, you know, maybe we could save on unemployment insurance and we could save on a lot of these trillion-dollar stimulus packages if we had more access to hospitals. You know, the reason why we ended up having to close down, one was the hysteria, but it was because the hospitals were overwhelmed. I mean, this keeps being brought up in the news. Well, if the hospitals are overwhelmed, we'll still stay on shutdown. We'll still stay on shutdown. Well, are the hospitals overwhelmed because they only have 45 beds? You know, or they only have maybe 15 ICU beds? Okay, then let's just, I mean, if building a couple more hospitals, you know, allow these hospitals to not be overwhelmed, and I know that's in a perfect world, maybe that prevents the shutdowns. You know, I think a lot easier said than done, and I can't tell you how many people, you know, wanted to put money into Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders, and, you know, they wanted to donate to the school to get their name on that. You know how many people would like to donate for their name on a wall or a name on a room in a hospital? I mean, you know, if you have the ability to build a hospital and your name is going to be on that, I think we have a lot of people that want to donate to that, and I'd rather see those donations go to hospitals in their individual cities than to the Biden campaign or the Trump campaign. I mean, Biden, I think, just how many millions of dollars did they just raise after he put Kamala Harris on the ticket? I mean, good for him, but I'm looking at this money, and I'm like, and you know, we're in the middle of a COVID crisis. If we had all those rich donors, wouldn't it have been cooler if it went to medical facilities? Right? And you can even call it. You can even call it the John Smith endowment for the Joe Biden campaign hospital. I don't care. Same thing with Trump. I mean, these fundraisers, I get, you know, and the media does need the commercials, and we do need an election year, and because it does help the economy in some ways. But, you know, lower income people are at risk for a whole slew of medical conditions. And one of the big reasons is there's no access. And so if we can't, you know, figure this out after COVID, we're idiots. 1-877-DOC-ALEX.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Hillary Clinton is back in the news. I'm not sure if you guys heard, but Hillary Clinton said that she's ready to serve. And she wants to help fix the U.S. She is ready to serve in a Biden administration. The former Secretary of State, former wife of Bill Clinton, and first female presidential candidate has said that she, if she is called to serve in the potential Biden administration, she is ready. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, please God, no. Oh no. Is things going to get any worse? Oh my gosh, no. As you remember, she was the Secretary of State, highly criticized for her handling of Benghazi. 2012, controversy over a private email server, a lot of controversies, and there's still a huge up in the air. Not that it should reflect on her at this point in time, but a lot of up in the air on how involved Bill Clinton was with Jeffrey Epstein. And if that does come out into the open, then people are going to want to know how much did she know and was she silent? So if I was Joe Biden, and if I was his campaign manager, I would probably say, stop the jokes, I know what you guys are thinking, but if I was his campaign manager, yeah, I would probably say, maybe take a rain check, right? Maybe, you know, wait this one out. I mean, be nice. VS political, you got to be nice to the Clintons. You have to be nice. That's just a couple you do not want to upset. And say, you know what? How do you turn the Clintons down? This is how I think we should do it, okay? Okay, so if I'm Joe Biden, you know, Hillary's like, oh, choose me. Not that her voice is that high, but don't want to stereotype a female voice, but she's like, choose me, Joe. Well, I can't do Joe's voice. I almost sound like George Bush. Well, I would say, well, you know, I'm honored. I'm actually so honored that I would, you know, have your presence, you know, in my administration, that I'm almost overly humbled, and I don't know if my administration is even worthy of your presence, Hillary. I think you should be in an administration that's going to be even far more powerful than mine. So I'm honored, but I just can't accept because you are just too gracious, to help me out. And I think you could do so much more good out there. And you know, you should become president one day yourself. Okay, now Hillary might be like, that's a bunch of bull crap. Nobody's paying me for my speeches anymore. Or she might be like, oh, okay, well, that's pretty complimentary. I don't know. So, well, are you going to get in touch with me? Well, why don't you send me an email? And I'll email you back. On what server? I'm still confused. Am I the only one still confused on what server you use? Okay, this is what I'm all confused about, and this is why I'm not in politics. Okay, so I log on to Wi-Fi. Is that the same as a server? So, like, if I have my phone, and I'm in a government building, and I decide to text my mom, or I need to email, but I email on Hotmail, but I'm on the Wi-Fi of Capitol Hill. Is that, I don't even know what a Capitol Hill's Wi-Fi name would be. Don't trust us. I don't know. Does it matter who your Wi-Fi is? I mean, or is a server who you use to administer your emails, your Hotmail? See, I don't understand. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Teach me. 1-877-DOCDALI. So you see, my fear is, you know, they said Hillary Clinton had, you know, communicated with people on her text. She would text, and she communicated with people on her phone. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, I mean, I'm always on my phone. So my guess is you have to either have a separate phone or you can't use their Wi-Fi. Maybe you have to use the LTE. I don't know. I think I have T-Mobile. I don't know what I have. So I know there's a difference, you know, because, like, when I'm on my computer, there's a server at work and there's a server in the studio. But then how do you do work remotely based on that server? I thought that's how you use somebody else's Wi-Fi. So I don't know. So if Joe Biden and Hillary do need to discuss anything, they're really going to have to figure this out. And then if they could kind of clue us in, because I still don't get that, okay? Yeah, but you are not supposed to use private email. I get that, because your private email isn't accessed, allegedly, by the government, even though the government can look at your email. But anyway, hopefully Hillary changes her mind, okay? And she decides not to. That would be nice. TikTok, people want to know what's going on with TikTok. Well, Microsoft stock... not really skyrocketing yet, because we don't know if Microsoft's going to take TikTok. And there's been some new news with TikTok. I don't know if you guys know what TikTok is. TikTok, I think, is what replaced Vine, where there are these little short videos, and people do funny stuff on the video. And, you know, they'll have their animal dance, or, you know, they'll talk about, you know, salami and a lid that's not fitting on the salami, and that'll be a TikTok video. Or you'll see healthcare workers dance in a hallway, you know, with no patients around, you know, and they'll dance. And so there's a lot of TikTok dancing. Well, now we're saying, we're being told that TikTok has been found to have tracked Android users' Mac addresses until late last year. Now, I have an iPhone, but if you had an Android, they say TikTok was using an extra layer of encryption to conceal a tactic for tracking Android users via the Mac address of their device, which skirted Google's policies and did not allow users to opt out. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Users were also not informed of this form of tracking per its report. Its analysis found that this concealed tracking ended in November as U.S. scrutiny of the company dialed up after at least 15 months during which TikTok had been gathering the fixed identifier without the user's knowledge. So, again, if I'm on Capitol Hill and I'm watching a TikTok video, I'm done for. I'll never be able to become president. So a MAC address is a unique and fixed identifier assigned to an Internet-connected device, which means it can be repurposed for tracking the individual user for profiling and ad-targeting purposes, including by being able to relink a user who has cleared their advertising ID back to the same device and therefore to all the prior profiling they wanted to jettison. So they say TikTok appears to have exploited a known bug in Android to gather users' MAC addresses. Google was supposed to be on that, but according to Wall Street Journal, they didn't. So a spokeswoman for TikTok didn't deny the substance of the report, nor engage in specific questions that TechCrunch sent. So I don't know what that means. However, a spokesperson says, under the leadership of our Chief Information Security Officer, Roland Cloutier, who has decades of experience in law enforcement and the financial services industry, we are committed to protecting the privacy and safety of the TikTok community. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are probably a part of the TikTok community. If you really thought left out, you are. If you've seen a TikTok video, you're probably in the community. But I think you have to really download the app. I don't have the app. We constantly update our app to keep up with evolving security challenges, and the current version of TikTok does not collect MAC addresses. Whoa. So previous ones did. We have never given any TikTok user data to the Chinese government, nor would we do so if asked. Okay, we're, you know, that just, to me, even that statement now makes me very nervous. So, you know, your kids, your Generation Zs and Alphas and Millennials are on TikTok. So you might want to, you know, kind of scrutinize what they're doing there. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.